not on worked out for me over there, so I thought it was time to come back to England and try me luck here. So hopefully third time lucky and I can do well over here.
Nonetheless, though, to have a club like Bayern on your CV is something special, isn't it? Must have been, in some ways, a good experience, though.
Yeah, it was a good experience. It was a good opportunity for me to try and break through into the first team, but it didn't work out, so I was a bit gutted about that, but it's time to move on now.
Obviously, you're a young boy, weren't you, when you went there? Was it quite a culture shock for you?
Yeah, I was only 18 going over there, so it was hard to leave my family and my friends and stuff and get settled over there, but yeah, it was okay. I got used to it. I think it took about six to eight months to get used to it, but I got used to it in the end.
Did you learn a lot? Obviously, you'll have been around good players, really good players, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I learned a lot from the players, top quality, world-class players, good coaches, so, and the German way of playing, so I learned a lot from being over there, yeah.
And German football at the moment, to be fair, is what everyone's talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. It's a good level. I think at the moment, I would say it's the best style of playing.
So why didn't it happen? Was it purely down to the fact that you were perhaps feeling a bit homesick or limited opportunities? What was it?
I don't know. It's just a massive club. It's very hard to break through into the first team. I was homesick, but I wouldn't use that as an excuse. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the world at the moment, so it's difficult for anyone to get into the side. And I thought, with having a year left, is it worth me staying there and wasting another year? So I thought it was best for me to move on.
Were they reluctant to let you go?
Yeah, they didn't want to let me go at first, but my girlfriend's pregnant and I wasn't happy there and I felt a bit homesick and I thought it was best for me to move on for my career in the future. And they said my happiness is most important, so it was okay to let me go, like, yeah.
So when did you learn of Barnsley's interest then? How did that come about?
I don't know. I just spoke to the manager. We got it out there that I wanted to come back to England, and then we had a few championship clubs interested, and then we had a few meetings, and then I thought Barnsley was the best club for me.
Why did you think that?
I spoke with the manager, I spoke with the assistant, and they had just good plans. They knew what he wanted to do with me. They know where he wanted to play me. And he said he wanted to get me when I was at Tranmere, so he was keen on getting me there.
So what have you managed to glean about what Barnsley did last season? Because I know that the manager has talked about that, because it was something special, really, second half of the season.
Yeah, I looked at the stats on the last end of the season. Some good results, and he kept them up, so that was the most important thing. And it's looking promising this season.
What do you feel you can achieve with Barnsley?
I've just got to work hard, work myself into the team, stay there and excite the fans and just do well. That's all I want to do, is do well.
And how fit are you?
Yeah, I'm fit. I'm about 80-90% fit, but we've got a pre-season, so I look forward to doing that and get myself 100% fit.